from Lechem to his friends, the share should be the schus. Yaakov and Sarah, Laziv Kogan Bakarv, Khan Redibus Mirim Rifka, Lena Kali, Alan Bar Vishalim, Ramach of Rishas Gidov, the Richos Yami, Mishan and Tovis. We're going to be basing the Shir on the Sefer Shari Chaim, of Agon Rab Chaim Shmulevitz, in Simon Lamed. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Yud Amid Aleph asks whether Tchilas be as Kona or Sof be as Kona. And Meimar answers in the name of Rava, anybody who's Boel, Daito is Al Gemara Bia. The Rishonim ask from a Gemara in Yavamis and Hey Amid Beis, where we learn that a woman is nicknames labayla al yedei ha'ara from gzeir shav of kicha from arayis. So we already see from there that tchilas bias kona, and the Rivam and Tosis and the Ramban and the Ritva answer that we say that kol abol dato al gemar bias dafka bistam. But if he is mefarish that he wants to be kona at the end, that if he wants to be kona. Kol ha boel dato al gemar bia is bistam. Bistam, you assume that he wants to be mekone at the end. But if he's mefarish, that he wants to be kone already at the beginning, then he is kone at the beginning. That is what the Rishonim say. So bistam, he's kone b'gemar bia. Mefarish, he's kone b'tchilas bia. Now it says in the Gemara that if sof bia is kone, a kohen gadol is not allowed to be mekadesh b'bia. Why? Because she's a Ba'ula Mishas Ha'ara. She's a Ba'ula ready from the very beginning, from the B'tchilas Bia. So how can a Kohen Gadol who needs to marry a Basula marry somebody with Kedushin? Because at the beginning he makes her a Ba'ula, and then the Kenyan is only at the end. Frak the Mishnah Lamelech in the first parak of Chuchas Mechira Alach Adalid, that based on what we see in the Rishonim, that Sof Bia is Kone. Because Mistamed Daito's on the Gemar Bia by Kohen Gadol, why don't we say Fakert? That since if Sof B is Kone, she's going to be Aser Timas Bulas Atzmo, so it comes out then that he did an Isser by Bikone or Bigmar Bia. So even Bistam, his Stam Das should be that he wants to be Kone or Bitchilas Bia outs the Isser to avoid the Isser. Like we see this, he sort of the Marival in his Chuvis, that in order to avoid an Isser, you have to be Mefarish his Das, that he doesn't want to do the Isser. In a different context, he says this. So why don't we say the same thing here? That since the Kohen Gadol is going to be over an Isser, if he is Kone a woman with Bia, if his Das is on the Gemara Bia, even without him being with Farish, let's say that his Das is on Tchilas Bia. And for Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Jewish for Chiddush, Ksub Islamid Amar Aleph, based on his Chiddush, that we say that there's a cloud that in Asurei Kahuna, where he is Asur, she is also Asur, with respect to the Asay of Besula Me'am of Yikach Isha, and Lo Be'ula, that he has to take a Besula, not a Be'ula, we have to say that the Asay is only on him and not on her. And Rabbi Kivegar is Mechadish, that we say that called the Bo Dato Al Gemar Bia, we also can say that Da'ata is Al Gemar Bia. And therefore, with respect to the Kohen Gadol is Mechadish and Isha B'Bia, even though his Das is Al Tchilas Bia, Al Tzdi Isser, because he's Musar Al Be'ula, but she is not Mitzuv Al Isser Be'ula Kohen Gadol. So she is not as if she was Mefarish that her Das is on the Tchilas Bia, and therefore her Das is on the Sof Bia, and that's why the Kohen Gadol is doing the Isser. So Rabbi Kiva Eger's Teretz is that why is it that we forbid a Kohen Gadol to marry a woman with Bia if Tchilas Bia is Kone, because Mistame his Das, if Gmar Bia is Kone, because Mistame his Das is on the Sof Bia? Why don't we say that since he's going to be over an Isser, if his Das is on the Sof Bia, on the Gemara Bia, that his Das is on the Tchilas Bia in order to avoid the Isser? So the answer is that she is not Muzheres that the Kohen Gadol should marry a Besulas. Therefore, where's her Das? Her Das is on the Sof Bia, and therefore he's only Kone at the very end. And that's why a Kohen Gadol will be over an Isser if he's Mekadesh B'Bia, not Al Tz Das, his Das could be Al Tchilas B'Bia, but her Das, since she's not Muzheres, on this essay of a Kohen Gadol marrying a Besula, is going to be on Sof B'Bia. So Rosh Hashanah already asked there in Rabbi Kiva Eger that there's an open Tosis in Chagiga Yitalad Amid Beis who write that a woman is included in the Yisr. It says, V'u yishabu B'Sula Yikach Kori Be'yakiach Sotun Shitu Mekubetis Ba Metzia Lamed Amid Aleph, in the name of Tosis Mishantz. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself was mayor in this Nekud in Yavama Sosman Zayin, that she is also included in the Isser of Huisha B'Psula Yikach, that she can't take herself to a Kohen Gadol unless she is a Besula. So how can Rabbi Kiva Eger say that she's not Muzheres, that the Kohen Gadol should marry Besula? Aye, we have a Tosis that she is. So now his Teretz falls in the Pach, because the whole Teretz is predicated on the presumption that a woman is not Muzheres, and this is sure to be with a Kohen Gadol if she's not a Besula. but we see that she is. So if she is, so her das is also going to be on the Gemara on the Tchilas Bia, just like the Kohen Gadol. So let her marry her with Tchilas Bia, and both of their das is going to be on the Tchilas Bia in order to avoid the Yisur. So what's his teretz? So we can be miyashiv the teretz of Rabbi Akiva Eger with the following Yisod. The Ramban in his Perush al Torah writes in the pasuk of Uishabu Psulei Yikach that there are two different psukim, and therefore two different aspects, two elements, the Ramban Bezishtikol Brisker in this one, to the Kohen Gadol being with a Besula. Number one, there is an Isser, as say, a lava ba mechlala say, hu isha b'psula yikach, avalo be'ula, that's a lava ba mechlala say, and there is also a mitzvah's essay of ki'im besula me'am of yikach, and he says also Taurus Kohanim like that. So there's a lava ba mechlala say, that she can't be a ba'ula. And then there is a mitzvah's essay that he should marry a besula. Now, if the Kohen Gadol doesn't marry a besula, he's mevatel this mitzvah's essay. And if he goes with a woman who is a ba'ula, that's a cheftza v'surei bia, the Kohen Gadol. If he doesn't marry a besula, he's also mevatel the mitzvah's essay. So two aspects, a lava b'machlal asay, and also a mitzvah's essay. Now Tosas and Ksubis bring from Yavamis Nuntes Amid Beis, and this Tosas and Ksubis Lamid Aleph Amid Aleph, Dibur Maschel Ika, that a Nusas Atzmo, Mufutas Atzmo, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry, but if he marries her, it's a done deal, she's married. Why? So the Gemara says, Svara, because Sofilios Bula Tachtav. Since in the end, anyway, she's going to be Bula Tachtav if he raped her, seduced her, so he's allowed to keep her. Like the Gemara there in Yavamis says. Now, this is very schwer, this whole din of Im Nasa Nasui. That if he already took her, he's not allowed to marry her in the first place, but if he already took her, he's allowed to keep her. Anusa Satma, Mufuta Satma, because of the Svara of, anyway, she's going to be Sofilios Bula Tachtav. And they could really say the same Svara with where she's Bula Sacherim, why can't he take her? Because Sofilios Bula Tachtav. So the Ritva already answers that kash. But that's the Yisod of the Gemara. That Anusa Satma, Mufuta Satma, Lo Yisa, but if he married her, then he's allowed to keep her. Why? Because Sofilios Bula Tachtav, so we let her keep her. We let him keep her. So this is Shver according to what the Rach says, brought in Tosis there, and so appears the opinion of Rashi, Yavamis Nates Dibra Maschalo Yisa, that Be'ulas Atzmom is Medoraisa. Since Be'ulas Atzmom is a Raisa, and Medoraisa is no chilik between Lechatchil and B'dievet, Ayin Tosis Gittin Gimelam Medbeis Dibra Maschalo V'chi, Yosef Engel talks about this at length, in the Raisa there's no chilik between Lechil and B'dievet. So how do we say that if she's Be'ulas Atzmom, Lechatchil he shouldn't marry her, but B'dievet he can keep her? Since the reason of Sofilios Bula Tachtav isn't Matir Lechatchila, how do we say that it's Matir B'diavid? So based on what we said, we could be Miyashiv, that really this reason of Sofilios Bula Tachtav even works Arvid Git Afilu Lechatchila. But only for one aspect, that there should no longer be an Esurei Bia of Be'ula, that's learned from the Lava B'machlal Asay, but there is still a mitzvah essay of Ki'im B'sula Me'am of Yikach Isha. And that was only said Al Shas Hanesuin, that when you marry a woman, you should dafka marry a Besula. And on this, it doesn't help the Yisod of Sofa Lios Bula Tachtav. Because the mitzvah is that when you get married, she should be a besula. The iser is that you should marry a bula. But if Sofa Lios Bula Tachtav, she's a nusas atzmo, futas atzmo, there's no labro. Lechatchila, you're allowed to marry her if you're Kohen Gadol. But what about the mitzvah's essay of marrying a besula? When you get married to a woman, she has to be a besula. And this woman's not a besula, so we don't allow you to marry a lechatchila because you're mevatel the essay of marrying a besula. So now the Gemara comes out very well. That Be'ulas Atzmo you should marry. Why? Because it's mevatel the essay of marrying a besula. Because now that he's marrying her, she's not a besula. How can you mevatel that essay? Once he already marries her, he's cool on both ends. Marrying a besula, there's a mitzvah to marry a besula. He already didn't. He was already mevatel. It's sishbeit. It's too late already. And what about the lav of lav of a machal say of marrying a bula? There is none. Because she's anutas atzim mefutas atzim. Even the chatchil is allowed to take her because of the svar of the gemara of sofilios bula tachtav. So therefore he can keep her. So that's why we see this chilik between the evid and the chatchila. Normally we don't have that in Doraisis, but here we do because the mitzvah sase, he was already mevatel, so it's already too late, it's done deal. And the lava b'machal say doesn't exist in the first place. There he's not even allowed to take her the chatchila. And this beer was already said by Rav Yitzchak Lapanovitzer in the Zecher Yitzchak and Simon Samechei. Now, in the Mishnah Melech, in the 17th Berak of the Surah, Bi Alacha Tezvav, Dibur Maschel Shuv Heir Hashem, he asks on the Rashba, who holds that it's also for a Kohen Gadol to have Bia with a Be'ula, even below Nisuin. From the Gemara in Yevam Samech Aleph Amid Beis, the Rabbi Eliezer says that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Ketana. Why is a Kohen Gadol not allowed to marry a Ketana? Because when is he actually going to be Kona her? When she gets older, when she Gadla, and at that point she's going to be a Be'ula. So Rashi says, Kedusha Ketana is Lav Klum. And she's like Anusa Satsma and Mufuta Satsma, like he seduced her, raped her. And therefore, by the time she gets to Gadlus, she's already going to be a Be'ula. So the mashmos of the Gemara and Rashi is that the whole Isser is only keeping her Begadlusa after he was already Koner Amina, because then he'll be Koner Amina Torah. That's the Isser. But that he's Mekayim her when she's a Ketana, there's no Isser. Why not? According to the Rashi, there should be an Isser. There's no Nisuin Min HaTorah. And he's over on the essay of Bula, according to the Rashba. It's also for Kohen Gadol to have beer with a Bula, even without Nisuin. So how's he allowed to, while Tana, continue remaining with this girl? She's a Bula. So based on what we said, we have a very good answer. That the Rashba holds, that there's an Isser of Bia without Nisuin, is only when it's Bula Sacherim. There's an Isser essay. That's like Stam Isurei Bia, that she's a Sur Bia, even without Nisuin. But here, we're talking about Bulas Atzmo. Bulas Atzmo, there, the only issue is the being mevatel, the mitzvah seaseh of Lasseh's Besula. The Lava Bamachlal say there isn't the Bulas Atzmo. The only issue is the mitzvah seaseh, the positive mitzvah of marrying a Besula. And that is only over B'Shas Kedushin and B'Shas Nisuin, and not when she's a Ketana. So how could the Rashba say that it's us for Kohen Gadol to remain with this? How can the Rashba say that it's usher for Kohen Gadol lavo al Be'ula filu b'lo nisuin? And the mishmos of the Gemara is that al Ketana he's allowed to remain with this Be'ula. The answer is it's because the Rashba was talking about Be'ula Sacherim. There's a lava b'mechlal say such a woman is allowed to be with that nisuin, but if it's his own Be'ula, he's allowed to be with her because Be'ula Satsmo, there's no isher. There's no lav abba mechala say. The only thing is, what about the bittul mitzvah essay? That doesn't apply to a ketana. Only the bittul mitzvah essay is only b'shas kedushim and nisuin. So now, based on the foregoing, we can answer and be miyashev and reinstate and reestablish the teretz of Rabbi Kiva Eger on the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech. Because the Mishnah Lamelech again had asked that, according to what it says in the Rishonim, that self be is kona because mistamed daito al gemar bia. So why don't we say that by Kohen Gadol mistama his das is on the tchilas bia. Normally a person's das is on the gemar bia, but a Kohen Gadol to avoid the isser his das is on the tchilas bia, and there'll be no isser. Rabbi Kiva Eger said, that works very well for him, but not for her, because her das is on the gemar bia. And we said, wait, what about the Tosas? What about the fact that Tosas says that she's also Musharis in this Inyan of a Kohen Gadol marrying a Besula? So the answer is that it's in the middle of the Peshitta that Tosas says in Chagiga that she's also Musharis in the essay of Besula, Velo Be'ula, is only Le'inyan Isser essay de Be'ula, which is like other Isurei Bia of Kahuna, that if he is Mushar, she is Musharis. But the mitzvah says that the positive mitzvah of marrying a besula is only on him. The Kohen Gadol is a mitzvah to marry a besula. But the lava b'machlal essay of marrying a beula isn't incumbent upon the girl. Is on the girl. But the mitzvah essay of marrying a besula is only on the Kohen. And the lava b'machlal essay, that's on the girl also. That's what Tosas means. Tosas is talking only about the lava b'machlal essay, not the mitzvah essay. She doesn't have a mitzvah essay that the Kohen Gadol should marry a besula. Is that she shouldn't be a Be'ula. So who are we talking about here? We're talking about Be'ulas Atzmo. When he's Makadi Sherbibia, that's Be'ulas Atzmo, right? So we said by Be'ulas Atzmo, there is no din, there is no lava b'machlala say. Like the Gemara in Yevama, Sofilios Be'ula Tachtov, and Usatzmo Futas Atzmo is fine even the Chatchila. So therefore, once you say Usatzmo Futas Atzmo is fine even the Chatchila, she's cool. She is no Isser on her anymore. She even lechatchila can be with the Kohen before being married to him, with the Kohen Gadol before being married to him, because sofa li'os bula tachtov. She doesn't have a lava b'mechlal say. So the only problem then with the Kohen having bia with this woman, that the tchilas bia already makes her a ba'ula, and he's only koner at the end, that's the Kohen's problem, not hers. She doesn't have a problem with that because there's no lava b'machlala say if it's ba'ulas atzma. So she doesn't have a problem being nikneis b'gemar bia. The Kohen Gadol does have a problem because when he's with her b'tchilas bia, he makes her not a besula, and then at the end, when he's kohen b'gemar bia, then he's going to be mevatel his mitzvah essay to marry a besula. So we say that the Kohen's das then is going to be on tchilas bia. That's very good, but her das can still be on sof bia because she doesn't have this mitzvah of a Kohen Gadol marrying a besula. So even if the Kohen Gadol is kohen her b'gemar bia, she's not doing anything wrong. Because al t'lava b'machal say she's b'ulas atzma, so there's no iser b'ulas atzma. Only if she's b'ulas achere, but b'ulas atzma she's allowed to be a b'ula and marry Kohen Gadol. So let her be nikneis. As far as she's concerned, she could be nikneis b'gemar bia. Ah, but what is the second? What about the mitzvah's essay that a Kohen Gadol should marry a besula? And if Yenzo only marries her b'gemar bia, and he makes her a ba'ula already b'tchilas bia, so what about the woman being mevatel of a mitzvah's essay? The answer is she doesn't have a mitzvah's essay. The mitzvah's essay to marry a besula is on the Kohen Gadol, not on her. So she has no personal interest in being married b'tchilas bia, not because the lava of a mechala say, because that doesn't apply to her here at all, and not because the mitzvah say, because that also doesn't apply to her b'chlal. So she's, as far as she's concerned, she can get married b'gemar bia, and that's why the Kohen Gadol can't marry her, because her das is on the gemar bia, and his das might be on tchilas bia, be mefarish his das for tchilas bia to avoid the iser, but her das is on gemar bia, and the meila, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to mimakadish her with bia. So that is the mahalach of Hagoyen HaGadol, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the sugya, to be mekayim, teretz, Reb Akiva Eger. We should all be zoche, lil modu lamed lishmo vasa, the time is called the Reb Samu Teretz of Yahavah, amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.